The first matter on the agenda is Reg 2011. I did not misstate that. It is Reg 2011-02, Draft Final Rule and Explanation and Justification for Internet Communications Disclaimers. Ms. Walshriker, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda documents 22-52-A and 22-52-B are two alternative drafts of an explanation and justification and final rules concerning disclaimers on internet public communications. Both drafts clarify how the disclaimer requirements apply to certain types of internet communications and allow certain internet communications to provide disclaimers through alternative technological means. Both drafts also amend the definition of public communication, though the language of the amended definition varies slightly between the two drafts. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Council. Colleagues, any questions of the Office of General Counsel? Any discussion? There are any motions? Oh, Commissioner Cooksey, please.
Ms. Newman, for discussion, maybe for.
No, absolutely.
I appreciate the opportunity to have a floor to talk about this. And I want to thank you, the chairman, and the other commissioners who worked on this rulemaking. And I especially want to thank the policy division staff who have worked a lot of long hours, late nights, weekends, not only working with the commissioners' offices who are pushing this regulation forward, but also answering a barrage of questions from some of the internal critics, including myself. So I really do appreciate all the staff work that's gone into this and led up to this meeting. I'm happy to say that I'm ready to support the revised draft, which is draft B on the agenda today. I opposed the initial rule that was put out by the commission because I believe it would have dramatically expanded some of this agency's regulation over political speech online. But as Ms. Waldstreicher noted, some subsequent revisions to the rule have limited it more to traditional paid advertising on the internet, which I think is more within our bailiwick and more what we should be focused on. So with that, this revised regulation will not unduly burden freedom of speech. And I think it also complies with the important procedural safeguards of the Administrative Procedure Act. I've long been a advocate and defender for our internet exemption, a robust internet exemption. I think as the commission said in 2002 rulemaking setting up the internet exemption, the internet is by definition a bastion of free political speech where any individual has access to almost limitless political expression with minimal cost. I think that's even truer today than it was in 2002. And I think that's why that exemption and a robust light touch regulatory approach to the internet and a robust forum for free speech is so important. So I look forward to voting in favor of draft B today. And again, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to make some comments. Of course, Commissioner. Would others like to make comments? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would yield to you or Commissioner Broussard if you wanted to go first because this is kind of your baby.
I'm old school. I like to let the work for myself.
Well, as the chairman alluded, this has been a long time in coming. When the rule was first proposed, or the idea of the rule was first proposed, didn't get a lot of attention. I think we got about 6 comments the first time we put it out for comment, but it's been through an NPR, an ANPRM, an NPRM. We requested comments 3 times. In 2017 alone, we received almost 150,000 comments, more than 98% of which supported updating or strengthening the disclaimer rules. And it has benefited, this process has benefited along the way from the input of a lot of people. As Commissioner Cooksey said, our policy division worked very hard on this. I want to particularly commend Nevin Stefanovic, Bob Knopp, Joanna Waldstreicher, and Tim Buckley, who are the current team, but you know, there have been previous generations of people in OGC who have worked on this. Jessica Selenkoff, Amy Rothstein, and I'm sure many others. I want to give a special shout out to Esther Jury, who was from the policy division and is now on Commissioner Broussard's staff. She is an excellent lawyer and also a terrific wordsmith. And most of all, I think the fact that we are here today is due to the efforts of Commissioner Broussard and Joe Dickerson. They have been serving on our reg committee for the past 2 years, and they have really been dedicated to reinvigorating the reg process. And I know from the outside, a lot of people were like, oh, where'd those documents come from that suddenly landed on the agenda? And the way they landed on the agenda was a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment from a lot of people behind the scenes, but nobody more than my colleague, Commissioner Broussard, and the chair. So all those people, I think, deserve to be acknowledged. There are two drafts in front of us. A little bit of a surprise to me that we ended up with two drafts. I thought we were heading towards one draft, and I thought that draft was going to be draft A, which is the draft that I support. I think that draft A does a better job of recognizing the unique features of the internet and of advertising on the internet. When people buy ads in print newspapers or on television programs, they're paying to get access to the audience that is already going there to see the other things that are going on on those media. You know, people pay a lot of money for Super Bowl ads because they know a lot of people are going to be watching the football game. And there's really no way to promote a particular ad on a television show or in a newspaper. But the internet is quite different. People don't go to the internet and flip through it in the same way that you flip through a newspaper or flip through channels on your television, because it's too vast for that. People do searches and things pop up in those searches. And uniquely on the internet, people can pay to promote content that somebody else places. Now, I believe the existing definition of public communication encompasses communications that advertisers pay to place widely on social media sites, no matter who originated that content. But I know there's some debate about that, and people are going to take other positions on that. And so I think it is important that the notion of payments to promote advertising other people's content on the internet be explicitly included in the definition. And that is one of the key distinctions between draft A and draft B. And I think it's my understanding that the way this is gonna go is we're gonna have votes on particular text, and if draft A fails and draft B passes, there's then going to be, we're then gonna put out for comment a perhaps revised definition of public communication for this very same rulemaking. And I have concerns about that process, where we would be adopting a definition today and then saying, but we are immediately going to consider revising that definition in about a month. I'm a big fan of public comment. I don't believe that the APA requires further public comment on this rulemaking. I think everything that is in both of these drafts was foreshadowed in the earlier NPRMs. But I'm a fan of public comment, and if people wanted to do that, I would be in favor of that. But I do think we ought to adopt the rule in toto with the definition that we anticipate sticking. So that's why I support draft A, and at the appropriate time, I will make a motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner. Further discussion? Any motions? Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As predicted, I move approval of agenda document number 22-52-A.
Thank you, Commissioner. Discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
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 Motion fails with 2 in favor, Commissioner Broussard and Commissioner Weintraub, and 4 opposed, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself. Further motions? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Regulation 2011-02, Draft Final Rule and Explanation and Justification for Internet Communication Disclaimers, I move approval of Agenda Document Number 22-52-B, which is Draft B.
Thank you, sir. Discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm going to abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Motion passes with 5 in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself, and with Commissioner Weintraub abstaining. Thank you all very much. And I'm not going to overly belabor it, but I share Commissioner Weintraub's thanks to the staff. And I think Commissioner Broussard deserves a very public statement of recognition for her work on this. So it's been a pleasure working with you, Commissioner.